podcast launching in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Go for launch.
Hey, podcast, it's Houston, and I'm here for a little bit of different type of a podcast. It's going to be a short one, but I think it's going to be one that is instructive in a lot of good ways. I'm actually not going to get into tips and tricks and super story tactics or multi-platform storytelling in any strict sense. What I wanted to do today is actually share an article with you that I think is really interesting and really instructive and something that can inspire us, really, honestly. And it's actually an old article. It's not new, but it's one that I ran across, and it's titled Girl 12 Accidentally Runs a Half Marathon. Right. So it's a really interesting article. I'm going to read you the article. It's pretty short, but I think it's really cool. So there's this girl. She goes by Lee, and she's 12 years old. She signed up for a 5K in Rochester, New York, and she was running late to get to that 5K. And to save time, her mom dropped her off near the starting line before parking her car. So Lee rushes to the starting line only to realize that the race had begun. So now I'm going to start reading the article to you. She was told just start running and quickly fell into pace with the others. Meanwhile, her mom found a spot at the finish line, expecting to congratulate her daughter within the hour. Lee focused on putting one foot in front of the other, didn't realize until mile 4 that the finish line was nowhere in sight. Turning to one another, she asked, "How much further?" She actually turned to another runner. And that's when it struck me that I was in a half marathon instead of the 5K, Lee told the CNN affiliate. But instead of dropping out, she decided to keep running. Now, realizing her daughter wasn't among the runners that crossed the 5K finish line, the mom alerted race officials, alerted the police. She was concerned. She didn't know where her daughter was. So the police finally tracks her down, and she's running this different race. And they said, "Hey, your family's worried about you. You're in the wrong race." And what Lee said, the 12-year-old, she said she knew her family was worried, but she just couldn't quit. She needed to finish the race. And as she finally crossed the finish line, after running 10 more miles than she had planned, her mother cried tears of joy. And I see her with a medal, and I thought, oh my gosh, she ran the other one. She decided just to keep running and not give up. She finished the race in 2 hours and 43 minutes. She placed 1,885th out of 2,111 runners. And Lee says, "I'm really proud of myself for not quitting." Just an incredible story, I think, and instructive for all of us who may not ever run a marathon or a 5K. And I read this and it really impacted me in a positive way, because when you're talking about content creation or writing or filmmaking or being a creator in general, this entertainment game is crazy. The entertainment industry is crazy. There's so much that goes into it, and it always takes longer than we think. And I know that, you know, we all, when we get into it, we're very eager to get into it. And we think, you know, if I'm going to win an Oscar with my first film and be a New York Times bestseller with my first book and, get 10,000 subscribers to my YouTube channel within, you know, the first 6 months, and we think we're going to get signed with our record deal right away, et cetera, et cetera. And this is the enthusiasm, especially, that comes along with youth. And listen, that does happen to some people, but ultimately for most people, entertainment takes much longer than any of us thinks. Finding what we define as success in the entertainment industry takes much longer than what we think. Being able to sell that script, being able to get signed to a record deal, being able to create that the video game, be able to get your manuscript published, whatever it is, it always takes longer than what we're comfortable with. So my question for you today is, what are you going to do when you realize the race is longer than what you thought? What are you going to do when the race is longer than what you signed up for? Are you going to quit? Or are you going to be like Lee and you're going to keep running and keep running until you finish? Because I don't think any of us would have blamed Lee for packing it in and going back to her mom once she realized that she was running the wrong race. I don't think any of us would have thought badly of her. I don't think any of us would have blamed her or shamed her. Of course, you signed up for a 5K and you end up in this marathon. That's crazy. Of course, quit. But she didn't. And she said when she talked to the other runner and the other runner told her it was a marathon, she just said, I can't quit. I have to finish. So despite realizing the race was going to take longer than what she wanted, it's going to take longer than what she budgeted for, it's going to take longer than what she was comfortable with, she still had a drive to finish. And that, I think, is such a powerful lesson for all of us, is when pursuing our dreams takes longer than what we're comfortable with, longer than what we budgeted for, longer than what we initially thought it would take, we have a decision to make. We could stop, go back to mom, say, well, it wasn't what I thought, and just pack it in, or we keep running. My encouragement to you all is to keep running, because when you look at successful people aren't always the most talented people. Successful people, by and large, are people that have some talent, but above and beyond, they have what we call grit, perseverance, stick-to-itiveness, this non-quit mentality. And learning how to finish and learning how not to quit is such a vital thing that we need to figure out. I think it's even more vital than the hard skills of story structure and three-act structure and, you know, cinematography and, you know, whatever it is, like learning the most effective placement of a plot twist in a novel and things like that. Like, you know, those things are great, but learning how to finish and learning how not to quit, so vitally important. I mean, I tell my 7-year-old all the time, you know, whether it's dance class, whether it's gymnastic class or music class or whatever she's doing, I tell her that she cannot control whether she's the best at something. There may be kids that are better gymnasts. There may be kids that are better athletes. There may be kids that are more talented, that are smarter, that have trained more. That you cannot control that. But I tell her that she can always control how hard she works. She can always control whether she outworks all of them. And she can always control whether she never quits. That's something that is 100% within your control. Is, are you going to quit or are you going to stick to it? Are you going to keep running the race when you realize you're in a marathon? That is completely up to you. What is not up to you is whether you're, you know, whether the two filmmakers to your left or the three novelists to your right, whether they're going to be better than you, but you always control. You always control whether you can quit or whether you stick to it. And so my encouragement to you all is, now that we realize, I'm sure most all of you are probably feeling this, just like I feel it, right? Is this race is much longer than we thought. It's taken longer than we think. Yeah, we have ideals and we have dreams and we have benchmarks that we want to get to. And we thought we were going to hit it within months and it's been years, or we thought we were going to hit it within years and it's been decades. And that's okay. It's just the race is longer. So now what are we going to do? My encouragement to you guys is, be like Lee, the 12-year-old in New York, so that when you realize the race is longer, you keep going for that finish line. Now, what's interesting about this, I think, is just because you don't quit doesn't mean just don't quit and you're going to win an Oscar. Don't quit, you're going to be a New York Times bestseller. That's not what it's about. Because I think by definition, most people won't achieve that, right? Lee didn't win the race because she didn't quit. She placed 1,885th out of 2,111, right? But she finished. And there's something, and there's an art and a science to finishing. When we finish something, when we actually complete something, when we see something through and we don't quit, that changes us as people. It does something to our psyche. It does something to our soul. It does something to us that's very important. And seeing something through and seeing something through the finish line, so vitally important, especially for all you all that have kids. Our kids are watching us. You know, my kids are watching me. Your kids are watching you. And we teach them how not to quit by showing them how not to quit. If you give up on your dreams, if when you realize that the race is longer than what you signed up for and you quit in the middle, I think you lose the authority to be able to encourage your kids not to quit, right? So just, you know, as an aside, keep that in mind for all that you have kids. For those of y'all that don't have kids, somebody's watching you. There may be one of your students that are watching you, or a neighbor, or a friend, or somebody. Somebody's watching you, and you're inspiring people that you don't even know you're inspiring, and especially if you don't quit when you realize that race is too long, then it's going to impact not only you, but other people. So I just encourage you all. This is for somebody. It's for myself, really. But I know there's somebody out here that's feeling that same pain. What do we do when the race is longer than we think? We just keep on going, keep on going, keep on going, keep on going. So that's my encouragement to you guys today. Sorry, this is a little bit of a shorter, different type of a podcast, but I thought this would be useful to somebody today. So encourage yourselves with it. Encourage other peoples with it. Go find this this article about the girl, 12 years old, that accidentally runs the marathon. A really amazing story that I think we could all learn from. So you guys have an awesome Thanksgiving and an awesome Thanksgiving break, and we'll talk to you on the back end.
Please don't forget to subscribe, rate, and review.